Shopify grows your business no matter how far or big you grow. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your fans' next favorite shirt or an exclusive piece of podcast merch, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/income, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/income now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Feed Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, it could have been better. It could have been worse. I go 3-4 on the day. So let's recap the losing card for Sunday. In the NBA, I cash on the Cleveland Cavaliers, minus the 3.5. They advance with a Game 7 victory over Orlando. They cover, and I get to cash the ticket. Major League Baseball, I go 2-4. The diamond wasn't kind to me again. I had the nerfy between the Tigers and the Yankees. It looked good. 5 up, 5 down, but then boom, there's the solo home run from Aaron Judge, and I lose the ticket. I had the Washington Nationals on the money line. Had to rally here. High-scoring baseball game. The Nats win it 11-8, and I cash the even money, plus 100 ticket. I had the LA Angels. Team total over 2.5 in the first 7 innings. Yeah, I was fading Carlos Carrasco, but I have to tip my cap. He pitched well, 6 innings, only gave up a run, and I lose the ticket. I had the D-backs. Team total over 1.5 in the first 3 innings. They explode with a great offensive performance in the first and the second inning. Just for extra measure, I guess, I cashed the plus 114 there with ease. I had the Pittsburgh Pirates on the first 5 run line. They don't get it done in the first 5, but they end up rallying to win the game and covering the run line for the game. I just made the wrong bet there, so I lose the ticket. Then I had Houston and Seattle under the 8.5. And wouldn't you know, it was a low-scoring affair for 6 innings, but then the runs picked up. It finishes 5-4, so I lose by the half a run. 3-4 day, and I know there's a lot of people that are new to the podcast all the time, and I'll say this consistently, I'll take 3-4. If I'm going to lose, 3-4 is a good number for me because I want the spike days to be 2-1, positive to negative. Bad spike days are going to happen, and when I talk about spike days, I probably consider a spike day 4 units plus or minus in one single direction. And if I can have twice as many positive spike days as negative spike days, typically I'll have a winning year, provided I have a lot of my losing days be the 3-4, 2-3, 4-5 type days where it's not too bad anyway, and it's not the big spike day. So 3-4, yeah, I lost money. Can't sugarcoat that, but it's not as bad as it could have been. It wasn't a big dent to the bankroll, so we live on to the next day, and that's how you do this for a long period of time, by trying to minimize the damage best you can on the bad days. So now, let's get to the card for Monday and see if I can have a bounce back day. I'd like a spike day to the positive here. Let's go to the NBA. It's game number 2. I'll take the Denver Nuggets minus the 5.5 against Minnesota. And this is a little bit of a fishy line for me. I'm a big flip the script type guy in the playoffs. The Timberwolves won game 1, yet the line is even higher here in game 2. So give me the Nuggets. I'll take Denver once again, minus the 5.5 against Minnesota. If Anthony Edwards goes off for 40-plus points again, I'll have egg on my face, but I'll take my chances once again with Denver. Then in game number 1 in the Eastern Conference, I'm going to take the New York Knicks, minus the 6 against Indiana. The Pacers actually won 2 of the 3 regular season meetings, including a 14-point win in New York back in February. The Knicks' lone win over the Pacers this year was by only 4 points. 6 seems like a big number, but I'm going to lay the points tonight. Give me the Knicks, minus the 6, at home over Indiana. Next up, we go to Major League Baseball, and we start with a run line. It's the LA Dodgers, minus the 1.5, against the Miami Marlins at the minus 126. So Walker Buehler makes his first start in 2 years for the Dodgers. In 2021, he went 16-4 with a 2.47 ERA and a 0.97 whip. He was even better than Kershaw that year. That's how good he was. A career 3.02 ERA and a 1.04 whip. Rehab starts were nothing special this year, though. 0-2 record, a 4.15 ERA, and a 1.62 whip with much lower velocity from what I'm told. Returning against the Marlins might be the confidence booster for Buehler since Miami ranks 26th in OPS away from home. It's Rodry Munoz making his third career start for the Marlins today. Solid in the first two against the Cubs and the Rockies. Not exactly what I expected to see, given his career 5.47 ERA in the minors, over 223 and two-thirds innings, with an 8.62 ERA this season, over 15 and two-thirds innings. The Dodgers should give Buehler plenty of run support tonight, so let's play the LA Dodgers on the run line, minus the 1.5 over Miami at the minus 126. Next up on the card, we'll stay out west. It's a money line with the Texas Rangers at the Oakland Athletics at the minus 135. So watch out. The defending champs are showing signs of heating up. The Rangers have won three straight series against the Reds, the Nationals, and now the Royals. Texas ranks number 7 in runs scored per game of the road, and batters have hit a career 286 against Oakland starter Alex Wood. Wood gave up 2 runs over 4 innings in the first meeting this year against Texas. He has a 6.32 ERA on the season. Andrew Haney gets the call for Texas, a 5.10 ERA this year, a solid whip of 1.10. He's coming off his best start of the year, 7 innings, allowing just 1 run against Washington. He's been hurt by the long ball this year. The A's have the second most homers off of lefties, so that's a concern. Also a shocking stat for me to see the A's were number 2 in homers off of lefties. I almost bet the over 8, but I decided just to back the Rangers on the money line. So give me Texas on the money line at Oakland at the minus 135.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Next up on the card here, it's a first 5 run line. I'm going to take the New York Mets minus the 0.5 run at the St. Louis Cardinals at the plus 130. So the first 5 money line is also available at even money, the plus 100. But I'm going to go with the alternate first 5 run line. Kyle Gibson goes for the Cardinals. He had a 6.16 ERA in the first 3 starts of the season. In the last 3 starts, though, he's tossed 19 innings, allowing just 3 runs. Gibson has a career 4.53 ERA, so I would expect a return to normal tonight. Plus, the Mets batters are a career 63 for 222 off of Gibson. That's a 284 batting average against. It's Sean Manaea getting the call for New York. Wow, I can't talk tonight. A 3.07 ERA in the season. He's been good in 5 of 6 starts, so I'll trust him again tonight. If I don't get tongue-tied, I'm going to play the first 5 run line here with the New York Mets minus the 0.5 run at the St. Louis Cardinals at the plus 130. Next up, I'm going to go with the Nerfy, and the YRFIs went 8-7 for the second consecutive day on Sunday, including, of course, the loser I had on the Yankees and the Tigers. And by the way, that stopped a 7-bet winning streak for me on the Nerfies. Yeah, I was going for number 8 there, and I didn't even know it, but I got stopped at that number 7 again. For those of you that remembered, That was always the monkey on my back on this podcast, as I could never get by number 7, and now it's happened to me with the Nerfies as well. My Nerfie bet tonight is the Seattle Mariners at the Minnesota Twins at the -120. And once again, the trends we're seeing on the Nerfies, bet them on the overnight, bet them in the morning, bet them as early as you can, because they have been steaming up during the course of the day. I want to say that Yankee Tiger Nerfie that I got at the -140 ended up at 180 is what I saw. So yes, get them early. Seattle and Minnesota ranked near the bottom this year, averaging 0.36 and 0.34 runs per game in the opening frame. Luis Castillo goes for the Mariners, fresh off of 7 shutout innings against the Braves. Last 3 starts, he's been rock solid, tossing 20 innings while giving up just 2 runs. Siemian Woods Richardson goes for the Twins. He's 3-for-3 so far, tossing a scoreless first inning. Now the last 2 were against the White Sox, but they still did count. It was a major league opponent. So please, no runs in the first. I'm going no runs in the first inning. The Nerfie between Seattle and Minnesota at the -120. Then that Padre-Cub game is very intriguing. Still waiting on numbers to get posted. It should be a good Nerfie potential with Yu Darvish and Justin Steele on the bump, respectively, for the Padres and the Cubs. But no official play there. I'll probably have that in the newsletter once the numbers post. But let's recap my card for Monday and see if I can have a bounce-back day. In the NBA, I'm on the Denver Nuggets, -5.5 against the Minnesota Timberwolves. I'm on the New York Knickerbockers, -6 against the Indiana Pacers. Major League Baseball, I'm on the run line. Walker Buehler's back, so I'm going to take the Dodger Blue, -1.5 against the Miami Marlins at the -126. Money line bet, I'm on the Texas Rangers at the Oakland Athletics at the -135. First 5 run line, let's get some plus money on the card. I'm going the New York Mets, -0.5 at the St. Louis Cardinals at the +130. Then my Nerfie for the day on Monday, I'm on the Seattle Mariners and the Minnesota Twins, -120. So that's my card for a Monday. Enjoy the games. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.